It's my great pleasure to welcome you back.
Now, back to the Horsepower for an Hour show.
Ready?
With Donnie and Spence.
Rock.
My next guest is a pioneer in the automotive entertainment field with his show, CarCast. We'll talk cars and get his uniquely manly perspective on the auto industry. Adam Carolla is one of the most versatile men in Hollywood. He's a radio personality, a television host, a comedian, and an actor. He hosts The Adam Carolla Show, a talk show distributed as a podcast that set the record as the most downloaded podcast as judged by Guinness Book of World Record. His latest show, CarCast, has been heard as a podcast and streaming over the internet at adamcarolla.com. He's a native of Southern California. He resides in Los Angeles with his wife and their children. Welcome to Horsepower for an Hour, Adam. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks so much for being our guest. Give us kind of an overview of your show, CarCast, because, you know, we have a Horsepower for an Hour show, and we just want to give our listeners sort of a feel for what your show is all about.
Well, ours. And, you know, I do a car show, and I like building, so I do a home improvement show. So it's sort of a hobby show for me. You know, I do my regular podcast, which is an everyday gig, and it's a job, and it pays the bills. And then this one is more falls under the heading of love, hobby, sport, whatever. It's fun for me because we get a lot of really cool guests who are involved with the automotive industry, and then also a lot of celebrities who are involved with the automotive industry as well. Get guys like, you know, Jay Leno, Patrick Dempsey, and guys like that on the show. And get to look at a lot of new stuff, and, you know, we have mutual friends like Bodie Stroud, and guys like that will bring over their latest creations, and we'll talk about that. And it's kind of nice because you end up making relationships with these guys. And, like, I just be proud to do a whole bunch of aluminum welding for me for some race ramps I was fabricating for Paul Newman car that I just got back from with a few days ago, actually.
Wow. How about that?
Adam, Donnie here. I have a question for you quickly. How did you get into cars? It seems like your interests have such a varied, I guess, perspective in as far as your building in the home improvement world. You have the car show. You got so many varied interests. How did you find yourself involved in cars?
I was always a gearhead. I always loved cars. I grew up poor and I lived in apartments, and we didn't have garages, and my dad didn't and doesn't own tools and wasn't into cars. So, you know, I always felt like I grew up like it would be like if Tommy Lee never got a drum kit. You know, I just spent my whole life looking at other guys drumming and staring at drum kits through the window of the music store, but I never got to actually pound on anything. And at a certain point, I became an adult, but I had to drive a pickup truck of the line of work I was in. I was a contractor for a lot of years, and I could never have that sports car because I didn't make enough money, and I needed the truck for work. So at a certain point, I got into show business, and it took me a little while to realize, wait a minute, I'm making money. I can go ahead and buy some cars and start having some fun. And then once that started, it's become a slippery slope ever since then, because I probably have 25 cars, and I go out and do a ton of vintage racing and probably spend more on racing tires and fuel than most people spend on a car in the course of a year.
Wow, that is great. And now, Adam, what was your first car when you had this newfound fame and you realized you could afford a car beyond your pickup truck? What was the first car that you ran out and got?
The first car that I got that was like a normal car that had air conditioning, and I'd never owned a car that had air conditioning or any, you know, or a seat with a headrest attached to it, or for that matter, a seat that wasn't attached to the seat next to it, namely a bench seat. The first car I went out and bought was just a Nissan Maxima, like a 94 Nissan Maxima. I couldn't believe I was driving, you know, it was 2 years old, but I got it from the dealer, and I just couldn't believe I was driving a normal car. Like, you know, stereo, air conditioning, heater that worked, you know, as opposed to all the pickup trucks. And And then I thought, all right, what else? And I bought, was an 89 BMW M3 E30 body edition. So it was the first generation BMW M3, which still, for my money, still the coolest M3. Obviously not in from a performance standpoint, but just that sort of very German 80s boxy, you know, touring car championship kind of, you know, European touring car championship kind of look. So that was a really cool piece. And then I started getting into old Lamborghinis, old 350 GTs. So funny, I'm getting a call on my other line, and it's a guy from Classic Datsun who takes care of all my Datsun race cars. It has some Datsun-related question for me right now. And earlier, I was on the phone with John Hotchkiss, the suspension guy, talking about the setup on a Paul Newman Camaro he has in mind. So, yeah, it never ends. I got into old Lamborghinis. People don't realize they had a lot of stuff before the Countaches and even before the Miuras. And I got into that. And then I started getting into race cars. And then started getting basically into vintage race cars, specifically Datsun vintage race cars. And then I started vintage racing. And that was about it.
Wow, that is great. Adam, from your position where you sit, you get an opportunity to see a lot of what's going on in the automotive industry. What are you going to see as the big trends here in 2013?
Well, you know, I drove the Tesla S, you know, the new Tesla.
Yeah.
With the, I don't know, 200 or 200. I drove the big package one that had the, you know, stage three, as I would call it. But it had the... it had the, you know, inch and the sport, you know, GT, whatever. I think it was 0-60 in 4.1. I mean, think about that. It's an all-electric car that would dust off the one of those. Remember the M5s? Remember when the BMW M5s came out?
Absolutely.
In the mid-90s, and everyone's like, this is a four-door rocket ship. Like, this is an unbelievable, you know, 400 horsepower V8, 5-speed, whatever. That car was probably 0-60 in 5.2, 5.4. This is 4.1.
Wow.
With 4.1 with four doors and 250,000 mile range, mile range, and the notion of never going to a gas station again, it was kind of interesting. So to me, that's the future. I mean, I'm driving around some pretty cool cars. They loaned me some pretty cool cars, and I'm sitting in an Audi S8 or A8 long wheelbase right now. That's unbelievable. And I've been driving around the new Jag FXSR, whatever the hell, four-door, you know, supercharged, 510 horsepower. It's all fantastic, but I still have to stop at the gas station once a week because they get, you know, 14 miles to the gallon.
So true. Our guest is Adam Carolla. So, Adam, you can now add to your list of accomplishments entrepreneur and vintner. So you've got a new product coming out, Mangria. Tell us a little bit about the product. How did Mangria come to being?
Well, it came to be, you know, I won't repeat this to Dr. Drew when I see him next, but I was in my kitchen. I was, you know, Friday night, you know, 10 o'clock at night, I was in my bathrobe and slippers, as I'm asked to be. I was drinking my red wine as I do, and I realized there was just a splash of red wine at the bottom of the bottle, and that's all I had left in the house. And because I didn't feel like going to the liquor store in my slippers and bathrobe because I would have had to buy a lottery ticket, I thought, well, what do I do? Because this certainly ain't enough booze to get me through the night. So I found some vodka, and I dumped a little vodka in with the red wine and took a hit of it, and it tasted like ass. It was horrible. So I realized, well, this isn't going to work. So I dumped a little bit of orange juice and put a little lemon squeeze and mixed it up, put it over ice, and it was delicious. And not only was it delicious, I caught a nice buzz. So I realized, I think I've invented something called Mangria. And I laughed about it the next day. I went on my podcast. I said, hey, I invented Mangria. And I just periodically, from time to time, I would make some. I would go to Jimmy Kimmel's house on the 4th of July for a party. I'd make up a big pitcher of Mangria and bring it with me, you know, that kind of thing. Just friends and fun. And after about a year of just laughing about it, some guy who was a fan of my podcast from Sonoma, who actually made wine for a living, said to me, hey, you want to make Mangria? We can make Mangria. And I said, yeah, sure, why not? And I said, well, here's how you do it. Here's the ingredients. And he made me, like, you know, some sample bottles of it. And we arrived on just the right recipe. And this guy, you know, I designed the label, and you can check it out at buymangria.com if you want to see it. And he started making it. And he's a winemaker. It's out of Sonoma, and it has a real cork in it. It's a real product. It's all natural, and it's really good. And most importantly, it's 21% alcohol.
So and there you go.
That's the most important. But it goes down great. You pour it over rocks, and I just launched it. It's pretty much only available online, but we sold 40,000 bottles of it already.
That's
People
impressive.
People love it. We have Mangria parties. When I go do stand-up, we serve Mangria, and it's just kind of a conversation starter.
That is great. Our guest has been Adam Carolla. Adam, in addition to Mangria, you've also got CarCast. If people are interested in learning more about CarCast, where would you direct them to go?
I would tell them to go to adamcarolla.com and then find CarCast, and you definitely want to watch this Saturday, because this Saturday's CarCast, or I should say today, today's CarCast, is me at Laguna Seca in Paul Newman's 1988 IMSA car, turning some pretty hot laps, along with some Ferrari GTOs worth $40 million, and like a Mercedes from the 50s, it's worth maybe $50 million, and some of the most incredible, expensive, exclusive, crazy machinery you're ever going to see, along with all my onboard cameras turning laps with crazy Can-Am cars from the 70s. So it's a pretty good week to check it out.
You are living the dream. Adam Carolla has been our guest here on Horsepower for an Hour. Adam, thanks so much for being our guest. It has been a delight. We'll talk to you down the road.
My pleasure. Thanks.